Is our microphones on? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear that okay? Can you turn it up a little bit so that some of the back... Oh, there we go. That's better. All right. Welcome to Commissioner's Court this morning. As we begin, I've asked Raymond McDonald, who is our Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Conroe, to come and open our time in prayer. And then, if you would, Councilman, if you would also lead us in our pledges. Thank you. Let's all stand together.
We invite your presence, Heavenly Father, to come here. Of all the things we want, we wish your presence. We do not wish to go further without it. As you move with us, we are reminded the King's heart is like a stream of water in your hand, and you direct it where you please. And though none of us here would say we're kings, you've given us authority to make decisions. So we ask that you give us wisdom, direct us and guide us where you wish for us to be in this wonderful county. Heavenly Father, we ask that you come and you give not just the wisdom, but the unity that comes with strength for those who make those decisions. And as you come in this place, Lord, we want to thank you for giving us the wonderful life you've given us in this country, in this county, in this city. And we say thank you that you are the God who cares and loves and shows justice and mercy and peace to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And now our pledges.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one nation, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Thank you, Councilman. As we move forward, we'd like to let the record reflect that two of our commissioners are not here today, although we have a quorum, Commissioner Riley and Commissioner Metz, who are at required training from the state of Texas. So there are some items, as just so you know, that we will probably defer because we want to have a full court here to discuss and be as transparent as possible. We'd also like to, as we begin today, I do need from our commissioners an approval, if you will, of our current agenda as it reads. Second. I'll second that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. As we begin here and as we move now into the agenda, I'd like to recognize, see all these good-looking young people right over here on this side of the room? You see all of them? This is our students from Magnolia High School and Magnolia West, correct? High School. And so they're here with Superintendent Todd Stevens. Where are you at, Superintendent? Right back. Stand up so everybody can see you. Come on, man. There you go. And he's here with us today, and they're with a superintendent leadership course, and they're going to be with us throughout our time today. And we want to welcome you here to our court. And on behalf of Commissioner Riley, he because he is your commissioner, he expresses his gratitude for you being here, and he wishes that he could be here to support you, but he had to take this course. And so he was unable to be here, and I wanted to make sure that you all knew that. All right, at this time, are there any citizens who would like to come forward and make any comments about our consent agenda or our open agenda? All right. If there are none, then let's move forward. Proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Item A, presentation of outstanding achievement and quality construction of asphalt pavement. If y'all would come forward and do this presentation for us.
Judge, Commissioners, I'm Harold Mullen, the Executive Vice President of the Texas Asphalt Pavement Association. It's my honor to be here today to give y'all a Texas Asphalt Pavement Association Quality Asphalt Pavement Award. This awards program has been going on for over 27 years, and we recognize people and projects of quality. And I just want to say thank you for having a great partnership with Vulcan Materials Company. And I just want to present, I believe it's in Precinct 1. This is for the Walden Road Reconstruction Project. So, Commissioner Walker, I want to present this plaque to you and say thank you for a job well done.
Commissioner Walker, you go ahead and get some pictures down there with us.
Beitler here. He's our... Thank y'all so much. Congratulations. Appreciate you. Mike does a great job for us.
You know, Commissioner, that's a good job. That's your own asphalt.
Well, it is.
You won.
Right.
It's really good work. Have good people.
Thank you all for coming and presenting that today. We appreciate it so much. All right, let's move forward. The county clerk, we consider and approve the commissioner's court minutes from regular session of September 28th. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
It's going to be just two of us unless it's me, guys. Okay, we have a motion. We have a
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. All right, are there any modifications that we want to make to the consent agenda that we want to move to open?
I move on consent.
All right, if there are none, then we have a motion, a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Let's move right to our open agenda. Under County Judge, consider, discuss, and approve resolution order renewing and extending the declaration of local disaster. Jason, if you would come forward and share with us about this through emergency management.
This would just continue the precedent we've set with, while we have contracts and procurement going on with COVID, we'll be able to do so with the emergency authorizations that the disaster declaration affords. As we're winding down our nurses' contract at the hospitals and stuff like that, we just want to continue it for those last 30 days to make sure we're covered.
So. All right. We have a motion.
Move.
I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Also, BD, if you could come and just give us a little background on this engagement letter that we've done with Bigger Staff, Heath, and Delgado as we move forward with issues having to do with redistricting here in our county.
Certainly, Judge. Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
What we're suggesting the county do under 11A is approve an engagement letter agreement between the law firm Bigger Staff, Heath, Delgado, and Acosta in Montgomery County for them to work with the county in redistricting and realigning the commissioner precincts at this time. The engagement letter provides for basically $6,500 to do their analysis. Then if anything needs to be done, it would then be done on an hourly basis for them. These are specialists in the redistricting. They're highly recommended. They're recommended by Marcus Deeds, our bond counsel. They represent counties all. I think he told me they have 60 counties they're currently representing in their precincts redistricting.
And it's required.
And it
by
is
law.
Required for us to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Thank you. If we go ahead and act quickly, we should be able to, they say they should be able to do it by November 12th, which is the deadline to have it done in order for the primaries. That's it, currently the day, which opens up the primaries. So that's the goal. So we do have to get on it very quickly. I've already sent some things to Ms. Harvey and some others about some checklists, some information they need in order to get started. But essentially, that's it. It's we would recommend the county do that.
And if this happens when we get this done by the 12th, the primary would be run on the new maps, not the old maps?
Yes.
And if we don't get it done, is there any penalty? And when would we just use the old maps?
I don't believe there's a penalty. We'd end up using the old maps unless what could happen, there's some talk out there that the primaries may get pushed.
In May, yeah.
Right.
If they get pushed to May, then the new maps, so long as we have it in time for the opening of the primary season, primary
and
election.
Does the law give us a time period in which we may get this done? Does it say, I mean, is this something you shall do at a certain date, or is it something where there's flexibility? Because I've read that not all counties adopt new maps at the same time.
Correct.
They'll do it in different times.
The law does not have a firm deadline. Again, it's really the election cycle that gives it. You have to have it done within so many days of an election. And I don't remember exactly how many days that is. But you have to have it within so many days of an election. So, therefore, you have to, and I believe it's 90 days
yeah.
before the election. Therefore, the maps have to be there.
So somehow we have to get this, hire this body of these attorneys to put this together. Then we have to agree on these maps all before November 12th.
That would be ideal, yes.
So it means we're going to, I don't think, Judge, that we can do this in a court session. I think we're going to need to have a, some sort of a workshop for us to sit down and go through this.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, but one thing I want to add to this motion is I'd like for our chief of staffs to work together collectively to try to come up with some ideas for us at the workshop so we're not doing it from scratch, because obviously we can't do it or there's an issue. So I'd like to get each of the chief of staffs together so they can kind of, you know, hammer things out for us.
I think we shouldn't delay on it if there's any way.
Yeah. I agree. I'll move with that.
And I did send the checklist to your chiefs of staff as well. So I sent to Harvey and chiefs of staff.
For the immediate, though, we're making an agreement with them to move forward. The object here is to get it done as quick as possible because we want to be able to use it immediately.
We probably need to name them funding source as well.
Yeah, I would. All right, so with the motion, Commissioner, why don't you make the motion?
Yes, I move that we, on 11B, using contingency as a funding source.
I'll second.
The chief of staff get together and start working on this now.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. As we approach the budget, there's been some conversation given the fact that we have two of our commissioners not here. And for us to move forward on this, I'm going to move that we defer this
until
the next. A, B, and C.
All three items?
Yeah.
And we'll just bring it up in the next item when we have a full court.
Sounds good to me.
We have a second. You second that, Commissioner? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Michael, risk management, if you'd come forward, please.
Good morning. Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Consider and approve the full-time employee benefits annual enrollment re-enrollment package for 2022. On the 4th of November, we're going to have the health fair again this year.
Second. You got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
There we go.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. District Attorney Brett Ligon is not with us, so his Chief Deputy Attorney is going to be here with us. If you would, Mike Hawley.
Yes, good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Proceed.
Yes, and obviously Brett expresses regret. You know, he has a...
We'd rather see you. It's okay.
No, that's right. And Commissioners, we need about 3 minutes of your time today. This is a two-part process. This is informational today. You won't have to take any action. Later, Brett's going to come back with some specific recommendations to you. But the subject is adult sexual assault. So 18 and over. Unfortunately, it's a very common crime. 1 in 5 Texas women, 1 in 20 Texas men will likely suffer as a result of this crime over the course of their lifetime. And the majority of these crimes are committed against or by individuals that the victim knows, maybe as upwards to 90%. So it's not really stranger assaults. Primarily, it's folks that are known. And most of those are not reported. And so across the state, there's some disparity about how those are handled. There's some challenges there, particularly with serial offenders. And so the legislature has created what they have called a sexual assault response team. The commissioners will have some responsibilities. But the gist of it, the why of it is we want to put some resources on this problem. We want to add some emphasis on this issue. But also, it will give you, commissioners, some oversight as to how these cases are handled. So I'm going to let Ms. Tiana Sanford, who is our division chief, give you some details now.
Good morning. How are you all?
Morning.
It's good to see you. I am very excited to be here to give you all some more information about what we will affectionately come to term a SART, the Sexual Assault Response Team. Now, as Mr. Hawley mentioned, I'm a division chief in the office, and I've been in the office since 2009, and during that time, I've had the opportunity to handle cases where we have adult victims of sexual assaults. I've also had the opportunity to try those cases not only in Montgomery County, but as a special prosecutor in Polk County and Brazos County and other places as well. And I can tell you what we all have in common across the state is we have a dedication to do better by our victims of crime and to always improve. And one of these areas, of course, is sexual assault where we have adult victims. So let me focus with you quickly on the who, the what, and the when. So the who that are going to be members that the statute requires on this SART are going to be six main members. Now, there are additional members if this committee decides we need more people to give us the expertise we need to make the right decisions. The committee can, of course, gather more people around the table. But the legislation says we at least need a chief administrator of a program in our county that provides services to victims, adult victims of sexual assault. We need the police chief of the largest municipality in our county. That would be Conroe Police Department. We need the sheriff. We need a prosecutor who handles cases in which there are adult victims of sexual assault. We need a sexual assault nurse examiner. And we need somebody there that is an expert in providing behavioral health services. So those are, or their designees, right? So not necessarily that person or their designee is the who that needs to be present during this process. Now the what. These individuals are going to be responsible for coming up with a protocol that focuses on the collaborative efforts of all of our experts in Montgomery County, all of our stakeholders to do and improve the way that we handle these cases. In addition, they're going to be responsible for meeting at least four times a year and making sure that at least one of those meetings happens after the legislative session. And they're going to be responsible with providing a report to all of you. Now, that report is going to include the protocol, which is developed, a protocol that focuses on how we can improve our investigation of these cases, our prosecution, our services provided to our victims, looking at trends, all of the things that we imagine on how we would approach improvement on anything that we handle. The report is going to include a report to you all as to how many sexual assaults were reported to law enforcement agencies, how many were investigated, how many indictments were presented to grand juries, and if indictments weren't presented to grand juries, how many of those indictments were not presented to grand juries. Now, the when. The key date every year in odd-numbered years is going to be December 1st. So the legislature has asked you all to appoint this committee by December 1st of this year. And every December 1st of odd-numbered years, that is when the committee that you all appoint will report to you the things that I've discussed. So that's the who, the what, and the when, and I'm happy to answer any questions if you all have them.
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
One is, what are we not doing now that we need to improve on?
So let me make it clear.
Or do we know?
So let me be clear. Yeah. We are doing an excellent job in prioritizing victims of all of our offenses in regards to sexual assault. But the same way that we were doing right by our victims of, say, child fatalities, child sexual assault, even human trafficking, this is an opportunity, like all of the MDTs, the multidisciplinary teams that we're used to in those cases, this is an opportunity for us to form a team so that we can improve what we're doing. Because you all know that all of us, the stakeholders in Montgomery County, they are out there and they're working. Well, this says, hey, let's take a minute, let's take a beat, let's sit down, and let's see where our blind spots are. Let's see where we are doing better. So this isn't necessarily a message that Montgomery County is doing horribly. It's that we can always do better, and there are specific things that we consider when we're dealing with adult victims of sexual assault, and this gives us the opportunity to explore that.
Right. And Tiana is being nice when she says opportunity. It's a mandate.
Oh, yes. So, yes.
Well,
I'm just going to throw that in there. We have to appoint these people and do this. So it's a great opportunity, but it's also required.
Yeah. We do.
Is the law a shall or a may?
A shall. And Judge, it's also it's statewide because there's disparate handling of these cases across the state. Right. And there's some jurisdictions who are, frankly, maybe not doing all that they can. So it's not necessarily addressed to us.
I got you. I have another question. It has to do with we talk about adult victims as people over 18, obviously. But are they victims in real time, or are they victims because of what happened to them when they were 7 or 8 years old?
Judge, if the offense occurred when they were 17 or younger, they would not fall into this category.
Okay.
But we address those very robustly.
Right,
in
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So this is adult victims.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, just as a quick aside here, so Liberty County is dealing with an individual who has been drugging young women, sexually assaulting them. They've identified 10 suspects so far. Some of those are from our county. So this is, it crosses counties. We're going to talk about trends, what's happening, how to approach these issues, particularly serial rapists, frankly. We're going to try to put an end to that.
But the reason I asked that question is because when I was serving in the House and was on Human Services, I was involved with CPS, and there was a class action suit against the state of Texas from these young people who had come through the foster system and had all kinds of abuse and things done to them from these people. And that's why I was wondering about the age, if they aged out. But that's all in what we're already doing something with that. Is what
we are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll be providing names, and there will be more discussion before the next court as
right.
to recommendations for who should be appointed so that you have some information, some background, so that you make a educated appointment of the individuals.
How do we go about doing that as commissioners and county judge here without being involved in some type of open meetings violation?
So we're just going to provide you information, and then we're going to have a discussion at a later court date in an open meeting setting. And so then you'll have opportunity to ask questions and really, like, filter through the information that's provided before court. Okay?
Good deal.
One last thing, Judge. I said before, 90% of these sexual assaults are committed by someone that the victim knows. Mm-hmm. And of those, 90% are never reported. So I noticed
right.
there's a lot of young folks here. And what we would say is, if this happens to you, let somebody know. Tell the police, because otherwise this individual will continue to do what they're doing.
Right. Good deal.
Thank you all for coming
and sharing that with us. We look forward to the outcome on this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So, thank you very much. All right. Item number 15, Precinct 3. Commissioner?
Well, Judge, with two of the commissioners out, I'd hate for them, and they would hate to miss my presentation, so I'm going to defer.
You want to defer? For all of the young people who are here with us today, we're deferring a lot of items. As you can see, typically we don't do this hardly at all, but we do have a couple of our board members absent, and in deference to them, and more importantly than to us, to all of the citizens of the county and transparency, that everybody needs to be here for some of these things, so you'll understand. All right, then, Commissioner, then is, since it's Precinct 4, Item B, and he is not here, shall we defer that as well, Amy?
Is there a deadline of this week or next?
Here, I think Phyllis has some comments about it.
Phyllis, you're going to come and share? Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Sir. We would prefer not to defer that item because there is a deadline. The request is to...
This is for Frank Smith, right?
That's correct. This
yes,
is for
okay.
Frank Smith. And it's to consider, discuss, and nominate someone to the county as a county candidate to the Montgomery County Central Appraisal District.
Right.
Mr. Smith is a resident of East Montgomery County. He has been there for a number of years. We did submit his bio to you.
Yes.
He was a business owner until very recently. He sold ET Motors, which has been an active business in Montgomery County. He is still a property owner, isn't a member of any board where he is compensated in any way indirectly through Montgomery County. We believe he would be a very good candidate for this board.
All right. I've read his bio. It was in the backup.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for putting that in there so that we could track that down and get some information. Is there any discussion on this at all?
Judge, does that mean, would we be adding him or would we be replacing Peggy Hausman?
Peggy, her term still isn't she still in place? Yeah.
Somebody can.
So we'd be adding somebody to this.
You could nominate her again.
So go ahead. Oh, yeah, we're not
adding.
Just
add her to
that.
These are just nominations. You could.
Speaking in the microphone, if you would, please.
Yeah, I think we need to nominate.
This is a nomination, and then we'll have the elections form from the appraisal district for a court in November for the court to award our votes to whomever we choose.
If you'd like to nominate both, just in case her term isn't up.
Yeah, I'll nominate both of them because I have been asked, it's been stated that she'd like to continue. So.
Okay, so it's Peggy Hausman and Frank Smith. All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
All right, all in favor? Opposed? These will be our nominations. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. All right. Jason, if you would come forward. There's been an issue having to do with some of the monies that we have been granted to the American
yep.
Rescue Plan Act. And why don't you tell us what's going on?
So as far as the premium pay from executive session last court, you authorized the county attorney's office and our office to work out a plan. The county attorney's office drafted a resolution and order to present today. With the two members absent, we would prefer to hold off and have this discussion in more length with everybody here. But also, we need to finalize the list of eligible employees internal for coming back to court with that list, so you guys can review that list and make sure it's what you want us to do. So
I'd like for us to have a list to consider. I know that there were some departments that were on the list that not necessarily should have been. I think we should have the opportunity to see
that absolutely
before it's approved. So I'd like to defer that. And next court, I would agree.
The RNO's ready, so you could review it. There was a slight amendment. We'll make sure to get that to your chiefs. Other than that, we'll work on the list the next 2 weeks and have it back before the next court.
Okay, we've moved to defer.
Yep. And as soon as we get the list, Commissioner, we'll send it out to the chief of staffs.
Perfect. Very good. Thank you. All right. Are there any citizens here as we come towards the end who would like to make comment on what has been talked about or of some other topic that you'd like to come and share?
Judge, I just did get confirmation that Peggy's term would end in December.
This December?
And
okay, good.
We can nominate up to 5 people if y'all have a nominee that you would like.
On the sheet that you sent out, I think that she sent to us was 5 or 4.
There's 4 blanks, but you can nominate up to 5.
I don't know if you have anybody you wanted to...
Not today.
All right. We're going to go ahead and defer item number 16. Are there any citizens that have any comments? All right. Yes. If you'd state your name for the record and the purpose of your comments, note also that you have 3 minutes. If you would like to approach the dais, then if you would ask permission before you approach.
Oh, thank you, blew Bob. It. Appreciate I thought it. You were saying I walked
Proceed.
In. Thank you. There's an issue that's been brought to my attention that the county commissioners
Would you state your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I assume people watch my show. It's Bob Coates. I'm the area chairman for Montgomery City and the precinct chairman for April Sound. There's something that's been brought to my attention about Harris County and the potential they're talking about what I would call, I wouldn't call them soft audits of past results, but people need to understand something that basically those electronic audits in Harris County are not possible, okay? And the law in this state needs to change on this because Harris County, in my opinion, had many anomalies that we will never know, okay? As a county that's facing a potential redistricting of our congressional districts, to dilute the strength of Montgomery County, which this commissioner's court wisely approved a unanimous resolution opposing the current proposed map that's in the Senate, something has been brought to my attention that Harris County for the last 8 years has requested and been granted waiver on all of their electronic data logs and production. If you cannot produce that, then there is no way you can audit any election. In Montgomery County, I will say to the gallery, that we have beyond many safeguards in our voting system in this county. We need to focus all of our attention on drafting and creating a resolution in Montgomery County that we do not want this redistricting change at the state level that doesn't involve Montgomery County having a majority of the composition of both the old one, 8 and 2, because of this very reason. We cannot have guaranteed election integrity with oversight with the portion of...
Thank you, I appreciate it. You made your point, we got it. But the 3 minutes is up. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who has anything that they'd like to share with us today about any topic that's open? All right, if there is none, then do we have a... But by the way, Bob, can you stick around afterwards? I'd like to chat with you about a couple things. Do we have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.